Hey guys, apologies on the delay. So here, let me pull up SIP 2000 and then we'll get started. Just give me one second. Okay, so SIP 2000, dropping the link. Pretty much what it boils down to is it would add, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 assets to perp v2. And what those assets would be, let me just grab all of the volume numbers and such as well. One second, guys. Sorry, hopped off from another call. Just got to make sure we're good. Okay, perfect. So, what this would add is it's gonna add Atom, it's gonna add Axie Infinity, Flow, FTM, Near, and then two Forex assets, AUD and GBP. Pretty much what the SIP lays out. Afif told me that we have some of the wrong volume numbers in there. He is right. I pulled some of these numbers as well, which right here. I dropped them below. I will put them in the SIP. But really, what the goal behind this SIP is obviously expanding the number of supported markets on synthetics perps. And then with that, pretty much obviously increasing the number of traders that are interested in trading on synthetics perps. What this conversation isn't is the conversation isn't a time to chat on the actual parameters for each market, which I think is important, and I think that's something that we got kind of stuck on in the last conversation. So I've cut that one out. But what I think that we should focus on here is if these assets, if the Spartan Council supports adding these assets, which are all supported by Pipe and Chainlink as of right now. And then the next conversation, which the Spartan Council, can have, is creating the individual SCCPs to unpause the market and set the configurable values for each one. So yeah, that's really the bulk of the combo. I don't really think there's too much there. But yeah, happy to take any questions as well.
How the fuck did we get to 2000?
Yeah, so that pretty much came from Caleb. I think it was Caleb or it was someone else saying that 2000 was a good number to jump through because we did not have any more 200s left.
Cool.
Yeah, we ran out of 200s, like the V3 SIPs, they started at 300. And you cannot just like add this SIP to 305 or 306. And the easiest solution, the most straightforward one, was to add a zero because you cannot have decimals, But happy to change it to some other suggestion if there is one. Now, if we get like 1700 SIPs, we'll overlap with 2000 with V3.
Yeah, that it was kind of a pretty minor point just to make sure that we had the ability to set it to 2000 just so we had some differentiation. I didn't want to make it 316, but yeah, happy to do whatever the council wants on that side of things.
Ideally, it would be like a different site for V3, but can work with the tools we have. I think it's not an important thing.
Yeah, we let's anybody have any questions related to this specific SIP? And it sounds like the nomenclature can be kind of talked through later.
So why are we adding like Aussie dollar? Is there like a reason for that? Like, why not yen or
do we need a reason to add a market? It feels like we should have reasons to not add a market.
No, I mean, like, there are more, I know that we added euro dollar in the last SIP, right? But I think there's quite a few of them, and I'm not sure why we're adding Aussie dollar specifically. Is it because Chainlink supports it?
That's the big thing with this phase of assets. These are all ones that can be instantly added without having to request feeds and wait for them. The next set of SIPs include markets that aren't fully ready yet. Fully ready in the sense that Pipe and Chainlink aren't ready.
It's not possible to invert it out of the box. You need it is possible, but it's not as straightforward. You'll have to create a contract, a proxy that just reads and flips it, yeah. No, not straight, not with our contracts. I'm not sure we can. Actually, we do, I think, for yen. I think we do already. Since we have it on Ethereum, yeah. So how are the tokenomics of these things, Atom, Axies, Flow, FTM, Near? Do you have an idea about, like, if they're extremely inflationary or if they have, like, some weird Luna-like mechanism where they mint some stable and recycle it back to the token?
Yeah, that's it's not something that I'd focused on for the assets themselves. These are just very top traded assets across perps. But if that's something that the Spartan Council would like me to do a little bit of research in, it's possible. But it wasn't a focus point. But it can be something used to set SCCPs and configurable values and so on, which I think was more of my goal, to have this as like an initial approved list, and the Spartan Council can work through the configurable values afterwards.
Yeah, and none of those have a built-in Luna-like system. At most, they're moderately inflationary for some of them. Any of them that would have outsized volatility should already be past that, like Axie Infinity. Their inflation should push them moderately to the downside, but I don't see there being a huge outsized risk of volatility compared to any other major assets that we would be adding.
And I'm looking at the 24-hour volume. It's is it like the $60 million is the right numbers, the ones you posted? Like, it's not in the 3 millions, it's in the 60 millions, right?
Yeah, the numbers in the SIP are incorrect.
Sorry, I missed the first part. I was like fumbling with
I will drop the new ones. These are the volume numbers that I have to put in.
Because like $3 million, what do you expect in terms of cap, you know, like, okay, 100k or something. It's quite low. All right.
And yeah, I will put that in there. It's my bad when I was carrying over some things and was cleaning up the SIP last night. I was removing some of the depth numbers because they're irrelevant. But yeah, I will get this updated with the proper volume numbers.
All right. So basically, these assets were selected because they already have Oracle feeds available. I guess anybody else have any questions related to this SIP? All right. Does it go to a vote? Caleb, do you put out the vote for that?
Sure. I just need Matt to, if possible, fix the numbers, you know, before we adopt the vote. The SIP has to be corrected for the volume numbers, right?
I will have it done before. Yeah, I will have it done before the call closes, and we can get the vote up and running.
Sure. Then we'll set up the vote tomorrow. No issue. I think there's no objection.
All right. Thank you, everybody. I guess that's a wrap then.
Thank you for leading the presentation. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Peace for now.